All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we're actually going to skip a few pages. We're going to pick up on page Shin Mem Hei. Shin Mem Hei, the bottom section there, that is titled Shmiras HaBris. Literally, again, the guarding of the covenant, the guarding of the bris. So the Mechaber says as follows. Aaron, it's great to have you back. Baruch haba. Says the... We're still going, yes. Iker Kiyama Amuna. He says, thank you. He says, one of the most important cornerstones of Amuna, Hainu Sha Adam Yiske Lihios Chazak Vishonim Tameid Be Amuna. So, Hurak Al Yedei Shmiras Habris. So, the Mechaber says over here, that's one of the most important cornerstones. And one of the most important things to maintaining proper Amuna is what he calls Shmiras Habris. I'm about to say, when he says Shmiras Habris, what he's referring to over here, Bris in this context, literally refers to Bris Mila. What he's referring to is morality. Morality. That is one of the most important things that we need to maintain. In order to maintain proper emunah, is a certain sense of proper moral conduct. Univar Tchila, Mahu Pegam Habris. So he says, first, let's discuss what it means. If we're talking about Shmiras HaBris, if we're talking about, ultimately, again, safeguarding the Bris, so we have to discuss what Pegam HaBris. Pegam HaBris means literally destruction of the Bris, or an erosion of the Bris. HaTorah Mesaperas Lanu Al Nechtel She Yaakov Avinu. So he says, the Torah tells us a story about the grandson of Yaakov Avinu. Vayhi Er Bechor Yehuda Ra Be'enei Hashem. Vayhi Miseu Hashem. So the Pasuk says that Er, the oldest son of Yehuda, was Ra, that was bad in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam put him to death. Ezehu Avon Asa Er, Shebeginohu Nikra Ra Be'enei Hashem. So first of all, it's very strong wording. To be called Rabbi, meaning people sin, we sin all the time. We spend so much time discussing the idea that just because I sin, that doesn't automatically make me Ra. It doesn't automatically make me evil. Good people do bad things. So I do bad things all the time. But Lamaisa, I hope that doesn't make me an evil person. But yet the Torah says that Er was Ra Be'enei Hashem. So what did he do? Masbi Rashi, Shapagam Shel Er Haya, Shu Haya Mashchis Zaro. That ultimately Er's mistake was that he was wasting his seed. Kedesh Shalotis Aber Ishto, Ve'ischach Ish Yafya. That what was Er doing? Er didn't want his wife to become pregnant because he felt that pregnancy would erode or take away from her beauty. And therefore, again, he wasted his seed. Right? For Hashchasa Zera, he wasted his seed. And therefore, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found him liable for that. Nifsak lahalocha b'shulchan aruch evena ezer. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins and evena ezer. Asr lahotzi shichva zera levatala. That a man is not permitted to waste his seed unnecessarily. And this is considered to be a very serious transgression. Turn the page, Shin Mem Vav. Ukiilu harag nefesh. So the point that we'll say that the Mechaber is making over here is that the prohibition of hashchasas zera levatolo, the prohibition of a man wasting his seed, is a very, very serious one. Now, the Mechaber is not going to give us a shir on this. This is something that we're familiar with. But his point of here, Abosei, is this notion of hashchasas zera levatolo, of a man wasting his seed, is part of a much larger motif. It's part of a motif, ultimately, again, of sexual purity. It's part of a motif that says, you know, that, you see, I will say, sometimes the incredibly beautiful yet challenging part of Yiddishkeit is as follows. Sometimes in life, it's just easier to say that everything is usser. If you say that everything is usser, okay, you don't have to navigate in the world of gray. So, of course, Judaism doesn't take that approach. And in Yiddishkeit, there are many things that are mutter. The challenge is making sure that, excuse me, that one lives within the realm of Kiddusha. That even though something is mutter, what is so? So what the Mechaber is going to be discussing over here is as follows. Obviously, the Torah tells us that Ashchas HaZera, wasting of seed, represents, is Aser. What that represents on a Hashkafic level is unchecked sexuality. unchecked sexuality, meaning doing whatever you want, however you want, whenever you want, with whoever you want. So obviously, again, that's what's symbolized by this prohibition. Sexuality is mutter, sexuality is encouraged, sexuality can be kadosh, sexuality Kadosh Baruch Hu recognizes as a necessity for the individual. It could have the capacity to be something incredibly meaningful, beautiful, and fulfilling, but it has to exist within a framework. If it doesn't exist within a framework, then by definition, all kinds of negative things could occur and implications ultimately evolve. That's what he's bringing down over here. So amazingly enough, why does he seem, ever wonder to yourself, why does the Torah have to tell us the story of Er? You know, poor Er, I'm sure he was a good guy. I'm sure he was. I mean, it doesn't say it was a bad. He did something that was bad in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why the need to even share this story at all? Torah tells us about every single person who committed an aveira, every single person who disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us about it. The answer, of course, is no. So why the need to share this particular episode? So the Mechaber suggests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sharing us of this episode to teach us that the Ribbono Shel needs us to try to be vigilant in what he calls Shmiras Habris. This is a concept by Rabbi Nachman. Shmiras Habris, safeguarding the covenant, specifically the covenant of the Bris Milah, which represents the idea of sexual purity. So the Mechaber goes on. He says, Roi la'adam, lahargia atzmo b'kdusha yisira, ubemachshava tahora, ubedas nechona, kadei lihinatsam elihikashal b'dvar erva. So the Mechaber says that it's important for a person to conduct himself with proper kiddusha, proper machshava, proper holiness, proper thoughts, in order to save oneself bidvar erva. We'll say, as we will discuss in Yirtzeh Hashem, so immorality has such an incredible pull, has such a way of bringing us in ways that we did not even anticipate. And therefore, again, in order to avoid immoral conduct, in order to avoid a life of immorality, in order to avoid immoral decisions, so a person has to be vigilant. And vigilant not just with their actions, but vigilant even with their machshavas and their deos. Vizor, lo b'syachidim shemisha, shagori magadol, v'chein linhog l'esrachik me'aschok u'me'ashichrus u'me'divrei agavim. So a person has to be careful. There's an isri yichud. Right, so the Isri Yichud says that a man is not permitted to be alone with a woman who is not either his wife or is not an immediate relation. Similarly, again, a person should stay away from excessive frivolity or drunkenness. For these are things, ultimately, again, which get people into trouble. V'lo yeshev b'lo isha, k'loma yishtadal le'eschatein b'gild tzair, sheminagzeh gori l'tara gidola. Person should try to get married young, right? Why, says the Mechaber? Because again, on a very basic level, this keeps a person out of trouble, right? Ultimately, again, a person has a permissible outlet for his desires and for his wants, and prevents a person from engaging in all types of negative behaviors. Yisera mikol zos amru. More than anything else, Chazal said, Yifana atzma umachshavtu ledivrei Torah, v'yarech givdaito b'chochma, She'in machsheves arayos miskaberes ela b'leif panoy min hachochma. He quotes over here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, incredible idea, that sometimes one of the greatest ways to safeguard oneself against immorality, Rav Osai, is to think about Torah. Now I know that sounds like, okay, thank you very much. So the next time that I feel pulled towards something immoral, I'm just going to think about Daf Yomi. And Mamish, when I go out and I think about Zvachim, that's going to be the antidote to all of my problems. I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. I should just go ahead and just think about Zvachim whenever I'm challenged. We'll say, what he's saying is something very profound. He says, really, it's the last part that's most important. Ela b'leif panay min hachachma. See, I will say, immorality is very often what occurs when you have too much time on your hands. When a person ultimately, again, has a leif panay, an open heart, open time, and just too much time to think about irrelevant things, that's when people tend to get themselves into trouble, which is true in general in life. I tend to get myself into trouble when I have too much time on my hands. That's why busyness is the greatest blessing. Again, if I'm busy with the right things and busy with appropriate things, then by definition, again, generally, there's very little time that is there for any kind of inappropriate things. What the Mechaber is saying is, if I lead a purposeful life, and I'm focused on the right kind of things, generally that is a way to save oneself from getting lost in the web of immorality. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to desire things. Does it mean that my machshavas are not necessarily going to be in the right place? No, we'll discuss this in greater depth. But the more focused my life is on spirituality, and the more busy I am, ultimately, again, with the right goals in life, the better the possibility that I could avoid the web of immorality. So we'll stop over here. We're going to spend a few days speaking about this concept, because as we know, this is perhaps one of the greatest nisyonos, one of the greatest challenges that we face, the challenge of remaining moral people, sometimes, again, especially in all of the exposures that we see around us. Tamir Yisrael will continue with this on Monday. Shkoyach.